This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, time's yours. We do it every day, 3 hours from now. But Seltzer Conklin has put together some, he goes into the voice mode, and let's do what we never do at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say.
All right.
The time is yours.
Time's yours.
John, I'm digging this. It's a faux time's yours, courtesy of Joe Conklin.
Faux. I like the word faux.
Faux. Faux time's
it's
yours.
Classy, faux.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, let's find out what we got here today. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, what's up, knucklehead? I just heard the Sixers are going to move from the NBA to the 3-on-3 league. It's the only way they're healthy enough to field a team.
3-on-3? They might have to play 1-on-1. I mean, we don't know tomorrow night if Joel Paul George, the rookie, or theoretically
Tyrese.
Even Maxey. Yeah, with the hand.
Eric Gordon and Caleb Martin, bringing it. Let's
Unreal.
Go. You're Seltzer. Sixers.
Seltzer, I just want the world to know I am available.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have great NBA three-point range.
I don't
range.
Think you are.
I can hit the 17-footer. I can hit the Eric Snow
Gordon
shot.
Eric Gordon is too old to play, and you're like 7 or 8 years older than him.
You honestly feel like it's safe for you to go out there in an NBA game? I don't think it's safe for you.
I'll admit, I'd be a defensive liability.
I think you might like pop an Achilles or something.
Like you, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
All
you
I'm
can't go
is,
out there and get back whole.
I'm available tomorrow night. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, this is John Mara. You know, I haven't slept in a month since Saquon went to Philadelphia. And after Sunday's game, somebody's going to be sleeping with the fishes.
He had to be in a bad mood, man. I mean, that was, we know how he felt going in. And then, see, I mean, that was his worst nightmare.
In his building, no less. It's not like the first game was here against them.
Yeah.
It was in his building.
And, James, they benched Daniel Jones, who they chose to pay instead of Saquon
the prior
year.
Well, also, they have to, like, protect Jones was a thing, and they gave him 8 sacks on top
and
of that.
It's nuts.
Look, and the worst part, it maybe not the worst part, but the most intriguing part for me is that Saquon, through all of this, has been the epitome of grace.
No question.
You know, he says everything the right way. He does everything the right way. The way that he interacted with his old teammates, you could tell they loved Saquon. They miss Saquon.
I totally agree.
Man,
hello,
such an amazing
this is
situation.
Yuri Skandalov, manager of the Leo Mall on Bushushkin Avenue. We are very proud of Matvey Michkov. I just wish he was playing for a better team.
I love Bill Conklin's. He identifies Northeast Philly, where there are quite a bit up there of Russian descent, Northeast Philly.
Hey, it's Doc Rivers. Listen, if we lose to the Sixers without all our all-stars, I'm going to have to dig pretty deep to find an excuse for this one. No time for a scheduled win.
Yeah. By the way, Seltzer, did the Sixers know that Joel's going to play tomorrow night? Did
yes.
they know right now?
Yeah, the Sixers know. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They're not. Reed, you think he's right?
Yes, because ESPN's Tim Bontemps has already said he assumes he's playing.
He's going to play.
Tyrese practiced yesterday. Paul George did not. I think that's probably the one wild card.
Look, if Joel plays, that's good. I mean, that would be wonderful.
He's just not going to practice.
I think they were just setting an expectation for this year is not, like, Embiid is not going to play as many regular season games, and they're starting it from the jump and saying, be ready for this.
I agree with that.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, no,
assuming he's okay, I'm fine with it, you know?
Setting
an expectation
for not playing the first game of the year, I'm not feeling good about
that. Yeah, I don't love that.
That is, it feels like they are trying to squish that bar down so low. Like, lower than it's ever been.
Yeah, I mean,
underground
two different,
bar.
Way less during the regular season.
No, I know, but two different issues. One is setting expectations and try to have him healthy for the playoff. The other, though,
is he really healthy,
obviously.
That's the question. I'm saying if it's just maintenance, I'm fine with
the
plan.
No, I understand. I get it.
Hey, guys, it's Nick. I want to thank you for being critical of me last week. Got me
all riled up. You know what anger does? It unites. So, you know, thanks for uniting us.
You're welcome, Nick. We're happy to do our part, whatever we can do.
Hey, guys, it's Tom McCarthy. The Phillies have announced next year's giveaway days, among them Trey Turner Ball Day. You pick your Trey Turner baseball up and immediately throw it over your friend's head.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
That's a great line.
He's errant with the throws. The worst part is he's worse with his range.
Oh, exactly.
The throws aren't even as bad as his range.
Hey, it's John Ritchie. Figure I call here just to get a point across without being interrupted.
What?
The Eagles used the fullback this week. That's right. The fullback is in vogue, and suddenly I'm off the market. That's irony.
I like that right there. John with a girlfriend.
Do I really sound like that?
No, he exaggerates.
Okay.
It's actually dead on. It's exactly how
you sound.
Do
you talk slower than most?
They say that
that's
you
the thing
can't
about comedy.
Really hear the way you sound.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm leaving it open to the possibility that that is how I sound.
Well, you know, let me hear.
But that sounds like I sound in my own head.
It's exaggerated. Here's what I'll say. You know how Saquon the other day got to 22 miles an hour? And there's different ways to measure things. You say fewer words per minute than others.
True.
Are you as slow as Conklin? Of course not. He's just exaggerating.
Hey, guys. Star Maury, a little exhausted from the preseason. Hey, trying to get some bodies in here. Just want to let you know everything's going to be all right. I'm going to make a few moves and restock. I'm going to call in the Jaleel, Okafor, and Markel Fultz, and maybe even Clarence Weatherspoon. So I have full confidence we'll be able to field a team.
What a joke, man. You know, it's incredible Fultz is available. If you don't know, Fultz, as we approach the season, that starts today in the NBA and tomorrow for the Sixers, Markel Fultz is not on a team. He's not on a team.
And he was, I mean, he was shooting. He was functional.
He got a $50 million contract after he left the Sixers. And he's not on a team. It's amazing. Jaleel, I don't think's on a team. I don't think Nerlens is on a team. And Ben Simmons isn't going to be on a team long. I mean, that is unbelievable. With that, the faux time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So that is crazy that Ben is still employed.
Well, just because he's under contract.
I know.
That's the only reason, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when that's done, I think he'll be done. I don't think a team will saddle up for that anymore. By the way, great work by Conklin, as always. See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, this Saturday, October 26th. Also, at the Media Theater on State Street and Media on Saturday, November 16th. It is the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night in 360 at Parks Casino, Thursday, November 7th. See Joe DeVito and Gemini Lombardo from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 included for drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app